to TJSlideways.com. Brought to you by All-Star Performance, Bailey's Racing Engine, Engine Pro, Maxim Chassis, Must See Racing, Oshweken Speedway, Open Wheel Extravaganza at Sandusky Speedway, and Slade Shock Technology.
Thank you, Beth. Joining you live here at the Engine Pro Studios just outside of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Last Saturday night, Danny Smith picked up the feature win over at the Atomic Speedway. And Danny, I read where that was in your 40 years of racing. You've managed to win every year now, it sounds like, that you've done this. And that's quite an accomplishment. So congratulations on your win on Saturday.
Yeah, this year's starting our 41st season. And, I started in 1974 and ran a few races and then won my first race in 1975. So this makes 40 years in a row we've won one. So that's a pretty cool stat, I think.
That's an incredible stat. I mean, to be that relevant this long in a sport where we see people come in and out of it, to me, is just absolutely remarkable. So let's talk about that. It didn't sound like it came easy at all on Saturday. You had to hold off Nathan Skaggs to pull that thing out on Saturday.
Yeah, we had a pretty good run going, and we were getting through the lap cars really good and kept having cautions, and they put the lap cars in the back of the pack. Let everybody catch up again. And at the end of the race, Nathan, he started way back, and he got through to second and put some pressure on me. But as long as I was committed to the top, he was kind of around the middle, and I had the momentum going on my side. So he'd kind of show me his nose and keep me honest, and I kind of picked up the pace a little bit, and we got her to the end, though.
And it's probably for you now as a Southern Ohio resident to have Atomic Speedway back in the fold. How nice is it having that facility back on your regular diet, considering it's basically now your home track?
Yeah, it's great because before I married Steph and moved over here, then KC Raceway was one of my favorite tracks, and I always enjoyed racing there. And then we got married and ended up moving over here, and it was, I don't know, I guess after... Then it would have been 35 years of racing. I finally had a home track, so it was pretty good. And then, of course, it got shut down and sit for nearly 2 years. And just really glad that Brad McCown got the pace going again. And things are good. They're going to have good car counts and good crowds. And it's just 20 minutes down the road. That's really nice to. Especially when you go down there and win a race and pick up a couple grand and not have to fill the truck up $600 worth of diesel, that's pretty nice.
Yeah, I was going to say, that does have to be pretty good. How is how are you enjoying Southern Ohio life? I was going to ask you personally, after you got married again, you moved down there. And how is it different than living in Indiana? And what do you think of it so far?
Well, I love it. Really nice place to live. Of course, I miss my friends around Indy, and the only bad thing about living down here is if I needed to do something or borrow somebody's machine to fab something or go to the speed shop, there was 50 places within 20-minute drive of me in Indianapolis. And down here, if Lowe's doesn't have it, then you better call Sherry Cures, and she's still 3 hours away, but... That was the good thing around Indy. There were so many race shops that anything you needed was pretty easy to get. And down here, you just got to get on the phone and order it.
Your career has been very well documented. You've been doing this for 41 years. We've seen the pictures where you graduated basically on the front stretch of Anderson Speedway before you ran the Little 500. You're a lifer in this deal. So I was kind of curious, did you ever have a straight job while you were racing, like when you weren't a full-time racer? And were any of those unique jobs that you kind of did in between rides or whatnot, something that was kind of fun or funny that you might have done for a little while between rides?
No, about the only jobs I've ever had was at race car shops. I worked for, when I was a kid, kind of in like 74 and 5, when I was just starting racing, I'd worked with in Steve Stapp's shop. And in the late 70s, early 80s, before I went to the Gambler ride, I worked for Lloyd Shores, Air Navon, which built cars. So about any job I had, which hasn't been many of them, has been in a race car shop. So,
but I'm sure those jobs have kind of helped with you running your own team now, especially since you've been doing that for well over a decade now.
Yeah, I think 2001 was my last year for a car owner. So I've been doing it ever since on my own, and it gets tougher and tougher. I'm telling you, this diesel fuel and cost of everything going up and up, and basically the purses are the same we've been running for years. So it's getting really tough. But there's not many car owners. It's mostly family deals, and there are a few, very few car owners left. Very seldom does the phone ring and somebody ask you to drive their car.
Danny Smith joining us. But one kind of plus, you moved to Southern Ohio about the time this Ohio Valley Series has started up, and you have Atomic Speedway going. It seems like we're seeing a little bit of a renaissance of the Southern Ohio sprint car scene right now.
Yeah, Billy Gerald, he's from over by in Parkersburg, West Virginia, and he kind of got that deal going, and it's got some of the tracks in Southern Ohio and down in West Virginia getting some sprint car races that they wouldn't normally have. So it's been kind of fun to do those and get to a few new tracks too and get to race in different places. But kind of got the deal going down here, and we used to go have a little track Skyline on Friday night that was easy on your equipment. Fun little place to race, and unfortunately they went Saturday nights now with primarily an 8 model, so that kind of doesn't give us a Friday night track to run down here, but they have a few special races during the year we might get to run, so. But it's been fun getting to run down here these little tracks we never went to.
And of course, you still occasionally go up to MOA territory as well, where the Midwest Open Wheel Association has started off. And it seems like that's flourishing really well as well. We're seeing a lot of four areas that have strong 410 racing kind of bouncing back a little bit, it seems like.
Yeah, the MOA deal got, Illinois kind of died out with 410 sprint car racing, and they've got that going pretty good. Got quite a few races over there, and bunch of fun guys to work with and race with over there, and especially when Atomic was shut down, we hit a lot of those races. I was kind of wanting to go last weekend, but we had races around here, and unfortunately we got rained out Friday night, but we did get Saturday in. It's just almost went to Jacksonville Friday and then come back home, but that's 14 hours of driving to run one race, and I thought, it's just a little bit too much this day and age, but we'll hit a few of them. They got a speed weekend, I believe, in June or July. We'll run that for sure.
And that's where I was leading with the next question. What is your plan for this season, other than some of the Southern Ohio stuff you've been doing? Where are we going to see Danny Smith this year?
Right now, we're just picking and choosing, going week to week. Not going to chase any points. Go where we think we can have the most fun and do the best to make the most money. So it might be a little rinky-dink race somewhere down the road that we might go to, or if we're running really good and everything's strong, we might go hit a World Outlaw race. You might not ever know what I'm going to do, but we're just kind of going week to week and doing a true pick-and-choose schedule.
41 years in this, so I've got to ask you, it is your livelihood, so it is a job at the end of the day, but at the same time, it's a pretty fun job for the most part. I mean, it's not sitting at a desk or something. So after 41 years, why is racing still fun for Danny Smith?
Well, as long as you're still competitive and still enjoying it, that's all I've ever done. That's all I've ever known, so I've got quite a bit of burnout on doing the maintenance and the cleaning and all that. I got my nephew David, he does a good job of that, keeps the car up and running, but still when we put together new cars and got new stuff to do and some fabricated work, I don't mind doing that. Kind of enjoy putting cars together, but pretty much burn out on the normal maintenance routine, and as long as you go out and run good and win, it's always fun to win.
And you mentioned as long as you keep winning, you're going to keep doing this. And we just saw Hank Lauer retire in his 70s. So how long is Danny Smith going to do this? Is there a number in your head, or is it just going to be, do you think you're one of these people that one day you're just going to be done?
I don't know. I didn't realize Hank had retired, so that'll give me something to shoot for. No, as long as it's enjoyable and I'm can get the job done and in good health, we'll just keep doing it. And whether that's 2 years or 10 years, we don't know. So nothing set in stone.
And just so you're out there, Danny and I were talking earlier this year, and he is looking for a ride for the Little 500. So if you have a really good car out there and you want to see him get back to Anderson, where you graduated on the front straightaway, which I still think is one of my favorite stories from that deal, they might want to give you a call, right?
Yeah. The last time I ran it, we were the co-winner. And it's back in 1979, but from what I see, the on TV, the track hasn't changed any. Looks the same old Anderson to me, and I know the cars have changed a lot. And yeah, I'd like to do it one more time before I get too old to get back and do it. Got a few leads, and they haven't panned out yet, but we'll get the word out and see what we can. It'll be here before you know it, so hopefully we can get something.
And one more thing, we had Tyler Courtney on earlier in the year, and that was one of the neat stories from last year. You kind of got him going, and how exciting is it for you to see a young kid like that get in your car and get a win like that?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun because, his dad, I've known his dad for a while, and Tyler's mom comes from the Ferrara family that used to run Putnamville Speedway, so we'd known them for a long time, and it was kind of fun to put him in and get him to start in a wing car. He'd been racing non-wing stuff. And then he comes along the first night, he runs fourth, and the second night he wins. The good part is the night that he won, we ran second, so it was a lot of fun to do, and it was good to see everybody having a good time. And I know when I won my first race that you'll never forget it, and that's something he'll never forget.
And that's what I call being a good steward of our sport, Danny Smith, who's always been good about giving back for stuff. He's always been very available and available to us. And Danny, I know you have a lot of great people that help you, like the Coors Light gang and stuff. And it seems like everyone rallies around you. It's easy to see why. And we really appreciate you taking time out to join us, and wish you best of luck the rest of the season.
All right, guys. Well, thanks for having me on, and appreciate everyone's help, and we'll see everybody at the racetrack somewhere down the road.
All righty. Danny Smith joining us on the line.
Thank you for listening to the TJ Flyways podcast.